It is a mild and muggy Friday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Moving into the weekend and into early next week, temperatures will remain on the warm side, and we will have moderate levels of humidity. So even though we are drawing closer to the end of summer, it's still going to feel like summer for the next few days. And then by Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll have to keep a close eye on Hurricane Jose, as it could make a run close enough to bring some potential rain and wind impacts to our area. We'll have more on that coming up in just a moment. Right now, we'll talk about some rain in our area. Some showers have flared up this afternoon. The showers are rather small in size. The square footage isn't too great, but if you happen to be caught under one of these showers, expect a heavy downpour. There's also potential for some thunder and lightning and also gusty winds. I mentioned the showers are small in size, so it's not a widespread rain across our area. So you might want to have that umbrella handy through the early evening. These showers are being driven by the heating of the day, so as the sun goes down, the showers will come to an end. It's going to be a mild and muggy night with temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Might want to have that air conditioner ready to go if you haven't put it away yet. Some areas of fog are likely to form as well, and that fog could be dense in spots tonight into tomorrow morning. So we'll start off the day tomorrow with some areas of fog, and it may take a little while for that fog to burn off. We'll see a blend of clouds and sun through the day. I can't rule out a pop-up shower, especially from the capital region on south, but a shower would be isolated at best in terms of coverage. Temperatures will be warm. We'll be up around 80 degrees tomorrow afternoon. And we have a similar setup on Sunday and Monday. Both days bring just a chance of an isolated pop-up shower, but will largely be dry. And now we go to the tropics with Jose, which looks to remain on that borderline tropical storm Category 1 hurricane for a little while longer. But the Hurricane Center does project the storm will be a hurricane as it passes to the northwest over the weekend. Right now, it's between Bermuda and Bahamas over land. And then as we work through the weekend into early next week, the storm will turn to the north, likely passing between Bermuda and the Carolinas, staying over the water. But then it continues on that northward track by Tuesday into Wednesday. So the storm may very likely come close enough to the northeast to bring some potential rain and wind impacts. Of course, it's still a number of days out. We're still in that 4 to 6 day range, and the track forecast can certainly vary quite a bit in that range. So it's certainly something that needs to be monitored. If the storm comes close enough, there are potential greater rain and wind impacts. If the storm tracks a little bit farther east, it could actually totally miss. So we'll keep you posted on that. Certainly stay on top of the weather over the weekend into early next week. Now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy, an isolated evening shower, areas of locally dense fog, low 55 to 60. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, warm and humid, with a high around 80. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of an evening shower, areas of locally dense fog, low 55 to 60. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, with a high around 80. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of an isolated evening shower or storm, areas of dense fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of an isolated shower, with a high around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy in the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of an isolated evening shower, some areas of dense fog, low around 60. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of an isolated shower or storm, with a high around 80. Region-wide on Sunday and Monday, partly sunny with a chance of an isolated shower, with highs around 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.